Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. You may not have done this yourself, but you probably have had somebody in your household at some point who has. There's been an infection, and it's been enough to go to the doctor. You get a course of antibiotics, but those antibiotics have their own side effects, right? They can upset our stomach and not feeling so good. So what do? Well, we can take the antibiotics long enough to where the infection is no longer causing us any problems, but we don't take it for the full course. We stop. We stop when we get some relief instead of the resolution. There are some people in your life right now that are using you as relief for their painful problems, but they're not getting resolution. They're not continuing all the way through with what should happen because it's going to make them feel uncomfortable and not so good. So they keep coming to you, and what was once a difficult situation, they've now turned into a difficult person. I know that's not really popular nowadays, that this whole, you know, we need to take full responsibility for the relationships that we're in and how they're turning out, instead of going, yeah, you know what, there's somebody on the other side. We're not going to be perfect, but we do need to be moving into progress. And you can predict someone's future based on the consistent actions that we're taking right now. And if they're not taking those consistent actions, they're developing an identity that's difficult. They're carrying around a problem that for whatever reason, they want to have it unsolvable. There's a lot of reasons why on that. But we're focusing on you today, that they're using you as relief. And it's getting to the point to where it's beginning to drag you down. It's actually holding you down. One of my clients said just a few days ago, I'm looking at her notes, I don't feel like the help I'm offering is being respected. No, it's not, because it's the same thing over and over again. Another client said that they felt like they were being held hostage in their own home because the other person wasn't following through, that it was just dumping all of this toxic waste. In fact, let me give you some symbolism on this. Let's take an in-ground pool and we're going to fill it full of sewage. Yep, pool full of poop. And then your friend, your family member, the one that you care about is in it. Oh my gosh. And they're struggling and they can't get out. So what do? You suit up in your scuba gear. So that way, when you get in there, it's minimized as much as possible what you're getting on you. And you get underneath them and now you're holding them up. But you don't have the strength to get them out of the pool. You just have enough to keep them to where they're right here with it, right up to their nose. Now, you got your air tanks underneath, so you're doing the best that you can, but you are still in it, and now you're deeper than they are because you're doing your best to try to find a way for them to get out reliant on you. So it's okay when we have friends that occasionally
need an ear. They need a shoulder. They need a hand to hold and say, yeah, I'm here as your support. But if there's not a transfer of authority or a transfer of power with the support that you're giving them is enough for them to get out, if they're just using you for relief that, oh, now I don't have to flail around so much because she's underneath me holding me up. Things are going to go, well, as my mama likes to say, from the frying pan into the fire. Because it will get to some point to where they show up in your life, and as soon as they see you, they jump back in the pool. Because they're triggered by your presence that this is what they do. And it's not your fault. You've been through some stuff. You've had the hurt and probably some harm done to you, which is the reason why you give such great advice. They don't want the advice. They want relief. Every conversation we have is for one of two reasons. It's either to amplify feeling good or to avoid feeling bad. It is either an approach conversation or an avoidance conversation. And it's okay to have avoidance conversations, but if your life is built on those, then you're constantly looking at getting away from pain instead of embracing the fact that there's a problem that needs to be addressed. You're dealing with the symptoms instead of the cause. And then they can see you and go, oh, she is so good at support. But they don't ever get any resolution. So what is it that you need to do to stop this type of sabotage? Well, if you're beginning to feel like it is continuing on to a point to where now you're both in the pool, well, you need to get out of the pool and ask them the next time they bring it up, what does their coach, their mentor, their therapist say about the best way that you can support them? I had a client who did this. She had a friend who reached out to her for a problem that had been ongoing and was not getting any better. And the friend reached out, it was an emergency, I need you. And so the woman delayed going out of town so she could be there for her friend. And so they get together, and I had mentored her on what to say. And after a few moments, she said, so, you know, what does your coach say about what's the best way I can assist you with this? And her friend, without missing a beat, said, oh, I'm not talking to anybody about this. It's not that bad. Now, keep in mind, my client had delayed her vacation because this was an emergency. It was an emergency for talk to me until I can get some relief. Talk to me until I can dump the bad feelings. But then there's nothing else that needs to be done about it. My friend, my client was so flabbergasted over what her friend had done. But it helped her realize you can't get into the pool with someone like that. You can ask what's the best way you can give them a hand up to get out of the pool based on the professional that they're working with. What does that person suggest? There was another client that whenever she said that, her family member was like, oh my gosh, well, I can't afford to go to anybody, and you're the only one that I've got. And after hearing that a couple of times, we mentored about how she needed to say, this is beyond my ability to assist you. I want to support you, but I'm beginning to have my own fears that because things aren't getting any better, that I'm actually causing more hurt than I am help. So you tell me what it is I need to do for you. And she put the responsibility back on her friend to say, well, you know, I need to talk about this for a little bit. Okay, well, what is a good amount of time that you feel like you need to talk about it that begins to help things settle down for you? There has to be some boundaries around this. It's not just open for them to continue to dump, waiting for some point for them to trigger you to get back in the pool. See, as long as you're in the pool with them, as long as you're supporting them, they can't hit bottom. Bottom is not a nice place to be, but it's the only way that you can go, wow, I really do need to do something about this and push off from that bottom and finally get all the way out. Okay, so what would we utilize hypnosis for in this area? You're going to self-sabotage yourself as soon as you get a whiff of a poop pool. You're beginning to get your gear on, man. Your scuba stuff is coming on. And the fact that I'm asking you to stop that, you're going to have withdrawals from it because you will wind up judging yourself instead of using discernment. Judgment is directed at a person. Discernment is at a situation and says, what's the best thing that can be done here? But you'll judge yourself and you'll make yourself wrong because you weren't nice enough. Nice is not a value. Nice is a way that people are enabled to continue to be hurt. And so you have to learn how to be kind and kind with discernment. So the hypnosis would be used for you to begin to minimize the withdrawals you're going to have from being nice and judging yourself as not being nice enough. But because you can't then leave a void, you have to relearn how to be kind and discerning for resolution. That stops the self-sabotage. But you got two other levels. Then you've got discover what you really want and create the life that you desire. Discover what you really want. That is your ability to be able to assist others in a way where there's transfer of authority and transfer of power. And designing the life, which is they know that when they come to you for assistance, that you can give support in a way that's healthy. But before we can do any of that, we have to begin to recognize this is no longer a difficult situation. This person has developed a difficult identity. They are now difficult, and they're using you as relief, which is keeping them from getting resolution. And so there needs to be boundaries. You can still support them, but you can't get into the pool with them anymore. And then you have to start looking at what is it that is valuable and unique about you that can be used to move yourself forward in a way that is authority for yourself as well as those around you. Okay, so until we get together again, you are not a pain reliever. You're a progress producer. But to be able to do that, get out of the pool, get off the gear, and tell yourself that you're going to start watching when you want to get into that pool again, because nobody is going to experience progress that way. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.